Jay-Sean.
Versus Jay-Sean.
Me against
myself.
And there ain't no chorus, so just listen.
Hip mentor.
Oh girl, you look so beautiful with that moonlight shining on you. I wanna hold you, I wanna touch you, and squeeze you, and love you all night long, baby girl.
Yo, I've heard it before, so save all the cliches. I really can't believe there's no talent around these days. Jay-Sean with the same old shit, talking about baby girl that and baby girl this. I seen you dancing around with a girl in your vid, pouting at the camera, smiling with the cheesiest grin. What the deal? Whatever happened to keeping it real? Back in the day when you was rapping before the time of your deal. And now that you got signed, boy, it's clear and it's simple. You're only making music that you pretend that you into. Come on, dance with you was never a hit, fool. And what the hell's taking you so long with your next single?
Mix up!
Mix up! It's been about 6 months and insults are everywhere. Even your own fans think your shit sucks.
I don't like that,
and I know that you pretend to ignore them. It's gotta hurt when you're even getting dissed in your own forum. Yeah, I've done my research, back when you started, fool. Back when people thought you was the genuine article. Genuine, my ass, you're just a whack imitation. The only thing different about you is the fact that you Asian.
Well, I guess it must have helped to bear the fact that everything now has an Asian twist, including music, I guess we call it then. I'm surprised that Simon Cowell hadn't thought of it. And there's issues that I find myself faced with, being pigeonholed and accused of imitating. It's a struggle and it's so frustrating, telling me I'm trying to be the Asian Craig, baby.
And I bet that just had you in tears. Wasn't that the reason you ended up shaving your beard? I guess you couldn't take the way that people would mock that. So it was off with a jawline and goodbye to the sock hat. But you still beat your star with a fast singing a verse to a dance with you. Now you wonder why the critics slander you.
Well, you said you'd done your research, baby. You didn't look hot enough, it needs updating. If you think that I'm copying Craig, listen to my 1994 demo tape. I was fast rapping and singing back in the day, back in the food snickers and big young face.
Whatever, it seems you sold your soul to the game. You're a fake, cause Jay-Sean ain't even your name. So how'd you come up with that? It ain't unique after all. What are you, like a cross between Jay-Z and Sean Paul?
Look, dude!
Hey, you're better off with the name you was born, you little pansy. You really should have been called Gay Porn. So which one's your lover? Richie Rich or Juggy D? Probably Richie. He sees you as his bitch, doesn't he? Wasn't he the one responsible for launching your career? Like a while ago, I'm talking like well over a year. You were studying medicine then, but you quit that now to do music. How the hell you managed to flip that round? And how'd you tell your parents? You know how shit that sounds? Mommy, daddy, I want to be a pop star.
Sit back down.
But nevertheless, I quit, went ahead and progressed. Had my eyes in a goal and I wouldn't settle for less.
What you mean? You only got where you are because of a gimmick. The whole Indian thing was big and you were luckily in it. And don't be upset if people don't come to your shows. They're not allowed out because half of your fans are 11-year-olds.
Wow,
big deal. So you got to number 12. I'm not surprised if your mum bought half the copies herself. You know what? I'm tired, man. I'm sick. I'm bored of you. Run off, you little puppet. I hear Richie Rich calling you.
I guess you talk a good talk, but you were rapping for years and it was me who got your foot in the door. It seems that your ego's been suffering blows because you only get hugged when you guest appear on my show. I'm not fazed. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be on this track in the first place.